The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. We're always investigating our soldiers. We put them in danger's way, then we investigate them as to whether they've done the wrong thing.
Yeah. And we're doing it again. Yeah. The Ministry of Defence in London, they've already had to investigate, they say, what happened in Iraq, and now it's what happened in Afghanistan. And in particular, we're told there's a specialist police unit that will look at 550 incidents, some of which, of course, date back 15 years or so to when British forces first went into Afghanistan. A number of newspaper editorials say this is hounding our armed forces in pursuit of soldiers who are doing their job. And one lawyer, Hilary Meredith, says that essentially these are guys being hung out to dry.
Definitely.
Obviously, you've got to make sure that justice was done, but it just feels heavy.
Oh, come on, it's a war, for God's sake.
Well, that's it.
It's a war. Hey, what about the Brexit economic crisis?
Yeah, there were those of us who subscribed to the doom and gloom, and to be honest, it is only 3 months after the vote, and of course nothing technically has changed. We are still, we are still members of the European Union. But a whole raft of official figures have come out to us, telling us that retail sales are up a bit, car production is up a lot, unemployment is down a bit, predictions for economic growth suggest that there is some, as in growth. Business activity, consumer spending, house prices and wage growth have all beaten the doom and gloom forecasts. Okay, so yes, we might be in this phony Brexit period at the moment, but do you know, the Eeyores amongst us might have to be gloomy about something else, because at the moment,
that's right.
It's not all rosy in the garden.
But the alarmists. They might have given up on climate change. Now they want to say that Brexit's going to end the English economy. Absolute rubbish. You have a wonderful weekend, Adam Gilchrist in London.